Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have Judy Gunter singing What a Lovely Name, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message.
I'm not going to paint it any other picture except the picture that God's Word says, that if you have not been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you're going straight to hell. But I'm glad that God said, I've made a way for all humanity, that if you'll come the way of the cross, for it's the way of the cross that leads home. It's the way of the cross that brings salvation. It's the way of the cross that finds us in the gutter of sin. And thank God He lifts us up and brings us out. He inclined unto me and He heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And He set my foot upon the rock. And He established my going. And brother, when He's done all of that, David said He'll even put a song of praise in your mouth. Amen. Because of what the Lord has done for us today. You know, listen. It would seem that we're living in a crossless generation where people don't want to hear about Jesus and the cross and the suffering. That we've got to look to Calvary, for it is our only hope. And thank God there is hope today. What we preach about the blood and the cross and the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is absolutely biblically true. What God has said in His Word is a biblical fact. Reject it or receive it, it doesn't change the fact that it is God's Word. So a gospel that doesn't have the cross, it is no gospel at all. This gospel has the cross. It is God's way. It is God's provision. It is the only way that you can get into His presence. Is knowing Him as your personal Savior. Isaiah proclaimed, the Word of God shall stand forever, he said. Amen. When everything else has fallen and crumbled, thank God the Word still stands. Amen. Thank God my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. Amen. Praise God. The best news that you can ever hear, the best news that you can ever experience today, is God provided a way of escape. Amen. Call it that if you'd like. Call it what you want. I call it grace. I call it getting something I didn't deserve. I call it God loving me when I was unlovable. I call it God reaching down into the depths of my hell of my life and plucking me out and delivering my soul and redeeming me and writing my name in heaven and giving me a hope and a promise that I've got a Savior who loves me and cares for me and is coming for me, and I got a mansion built for me, and one day I'm going to see Him face to face. Oh God, what a day that'll be. Amen. Praise God. Understand and picture the scene. Over 2,000 years ago, God sent His Son, and He sent Him to an old rugged cross. That was God's plan. And there, with the keys to the prison of death, hell, and the grave. Friend, it was there at the cross where freedom for our soul is found. You've got to look to the cross, and you've got to look to the shedding of the blood of Christ. The cross, the place of the skull. Golgotha, as it is called, is the place where God's supernatural power was released. See, I just don't see the fact that Jesus died there, but I see there a victory. I see a victory that He has provided, that it's a victory that He has given to me and to you that receive Him as that personal Savior. The cross was a place of heaven sent, earth-shattering transformation. It's what, and the reason that Paul could declare in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, if any man be in the blood of Jesus, if any man has been redeemed by the hand of God, he is a new creature, she's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Thank God my sins are dead. They've been cast as far as the east is from the west. And I've been redeemed. Therefore, I'm a new creature, a new creation, all by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is what He has done for me. This is what He'll do for every person. You know, it's only the Christ of the cross that can transform your life, that can change you today because of the blood of Jesus today. We're saved from Satan's clutches. I'm glad the devil doesn't own me anymore. Amen. How about you? Amen. Thank God we've been delivered from sin's snares, and thank God we've been delivered from hell's grip. I am a child of God. I've got a birthmark, a rebirth mark, a new birthmark on me. Amen. I've been redeemed by the blood of God. Amen. because of the blood of Jesus, we are free today from the very guilt of our past and all the sin that we have committed. Thank God it's gone. Because of the blood of Jesus, we have today an everlasting covenant with the Redeemer that is faithful and who is always true. What a provider He is. Jesus the Redeemer. Listen, my friend, He will help you in your hour of need, and He will be a friend that will stick closer than a brother. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never falter, and He'll never let you go. Oh, what a friend we have in Him today. He's a friend that sticks closer. He's a friend that's always there. He's a friend that will make a way. He's a friend that will open a door. He's a friend that will shut a door. He's a friend that will bring heaven down into your company today. He's a God who will bless you all by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Think about what God has done for us today. All because of the blood. Jesus, the Redeemer, brings redemption for sinful man because of the blood of Jesus. Now you've got bold access today into the very throne room of grace, and you can experience the mercy today in your hour of need. Oh, I'm glad heaven's always open. I'm glad His ear is always attentive. I'm glad His hand can always lift and provide. I'm glad, oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a friend, what a gracious God we have in Him today. There's none likened unto Him today. Because of the blood of Jesus, you can call upon His mighty name. Not just some name, but it's the only name that can make a change. Amen. And today, thank God, I'm glad this God always answers. Jeremiah said, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. That's the provision of our God. Because of the blood of Jesus, you can bind things on earth and you can loose things in heaven. All because of the blood. Because of the blood, we have a steadfast hope today in the promises of God that are contained in the pages of His Word today. And I want to tell you, folks, I've never gone through and counted. I've heard different numbers, but listen, whether it's 1 or 1,000 or 2,000, 3,000, or ever how many promises are in this Word, I want you to know every promise He will perform. But I think the greatest promise He ever performed, I believe the greatest need He ever met, is when He redeemed my soul. Man, let me tell you what, if God never did anything else for me, but He redeemed me, blood washed me, forgave me, and wrote my name in heaven, and will be that friend and that advocate and that confidant and everything that I... Listen, if He didn't do anything else, but He redeemed me, it would still be worth it all. Amen. But I tell you, He does more than that, man. I tell you, you cannot enumerate. You can't count. You today cannot add up all the things that God's done for you. Every breath that you've got in your body, that's a gift from God. Amen. Every blessing that comes your way. You say, but preacher, you know, my life is tattered and torn. I got troubles and trials. I got valleys and difficulties going on. But you know, there's a God who can bring you out of whatever you're going through today. And because of the blood of Jesus today, let me tell you, there's not a problem He can't solve. There's not a need He cannot meet. There's not an issue today that you're facing that He can't take care of it. He's a mighty God, and He's still in the business of redeeming. He's still in the business of blessing. He's still in the business of delivering. He's still in the business today of turning every burden on your heart into a blessing from God, because He said you can cast your every care upon Him because He's a God who cares for you. Amen. I'm glad today we have this promise given by God to us. And realize today the cross, it is the greatest gift ever given to mankind. Let me ask you a question here. Are you willing today? And there's the question actually on the screen. Are you willing to surrender your life completely to Christ? Are you willing today to give Him everything? Or are you just happy today to live complacently in a world of casual Christianity? See, some of us have just enough Jesus in us to be dangerous, because we're not sold out to Him. Oh, we're hanging on to the fact, yes, I'm redeemed and I'm blood washed. I'm a child of God. But folks, has that changed your living?
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.